Let's pray, and let's pray prayers of hope and prayers of resurrection. Hopefully you've got the prayers in front of you there, and we can bring our prayers together before God. So let's, in the midst of this day, pause and reflect upon God's goodness and mercy, and commit the remainder of this day to his guidance and upholding. God raised him up, having freed him from death, for it was impossible for him to be held in its power. Risen Christ, consoling us in grief, calling us by name, announcing a new creation, we welcome your presence here. Living Lord, walking through locked doors, showing us your wounds, pronouncing peace, sending us forth in your name, we welcome your presence here. Take a moment and give thanks for the weekend that's been, the morning that you've had, and all that lies ahead, and for God's presence and grace within it. In the presence of the conqueror of death, who speaks peace to our fear, our failures, our guilt, and our disappointments, and breathes upon us new life, we pause and quietly confess our doubt and our anxiety, our worry. We recognize our limits as human beings, as creatures living on this created earth. And we pray, renew in us the truth that we are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. We read now from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 to 25. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Firstborn of new creation, we pray for those who weep that you will bring comfort. For those who live in fear, that you will give strength. For those who despair, that you will renew hope. For those who struggle with belief, that you will grant faith. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray, God, for Boris Johnson this morning as he returns to work. Give him wisdom to know his limits as he seeks to tackle this situation and to get back on top of things, and more generally to know his limits. May we all recognize the limits of our government. We expect so much of them, and we are very demanding. We believe that we should be able to control all that is around us, and the truth is that that is beyond us. And so we pray for wisdom and courage and strength for them, and for grace for us as we reflect on them and think of them, as well as the patience and courage to keep doing what we believe is necessary. We pray for all of those nursing homes today, all of those who are caring. We pray for those who are getting tested today. May their tests work and give clarity. We pray for all of those who are anxious today in that setting. We pray for all of those who are suffering from dementia, do not know what's going on. We pray for all of those who are vulnerable with underlying conditions. We pray for those who have gone through the trauma of multiple deaths. We pray for our care sector and our care workers in all who they are and all who they need. We pray for those who are living in homes of violence, as we hear calls are up 50% on where they've been at the domestic abuse helplines. We pray for the victims, those who are witnesses to the abuse, scarred by it. We pray for healing for them, for a sense of their worth and identity as children of God, image made in your image. We pray for the abusers, Lord. We pray for justice to be done, for them to experience the depth of darkness of their actions. We pray for change for them. We pray for all of those who we know and love, all of those who have loved ones who are ill, all of those who are just missing their grandparents, grandchildren, their parents, their brothers, their sisters, their best friends. Name any who you know and love before God now, asking for him to care, asking for him to be there, and asking for the healing presence of the Holy Spirit to dwell within you and within them. For all of these things and so much more, we pray, Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We say together as well now the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And joining with all creation in celebrating your life and anticipating the resurrection song that all shall sing, may our lives give voice to the song of the angels and our footsteps find their way to the empty tomb, rejoicing that all shall be made new and ever anew. Amen. Amen.